If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, hour four of our radio program, and we welcome you into the audio dojo. Every once in a while, we get a surprise nugget that we were not expecting. We got that from, of all people, Terry Bradshaw. He had loose lips at the Fox media availability. Do you buy or sell Terry Bradshaw's revelation that Sean Payton avoided the Cardinals because of Kyler Murray? And how do you categorize a Sean Payton taking the Bronco job, considering that he also did not want to coach the quarterback of the Broncos, Mr. Unlimited, the man, the myth, the legend, Russell Wilson? We'll talk about all that and a whole lot more right now in hour number four. Here it is. The truth comes out, or does it? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in dreamland as we are on the cutting edge of a guillotine, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and outspokenly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the mound as we spew audio curveballs all night into the morning. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour does come from the Valley of the Sun. We will tell you that last night, really within an hour or so before we cracked the microphones here, LeBron James, if you didn't see it or hear about it, he did set the all-time scoring record, career scoring record, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar by, happened in the third quarter. Fallback jump shot for LeBron, and he becomes the NBA's all-time leading scorer. They stopped the game for half an hour. LeBron dropped an F-bomb on the microphone on the court. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there. They played nice. They don't really like each other, but they pretended like they like each other. They played like grown-ups. So you had that. And in typical Laker fashion in the LeBron era, LeBron gets an individual accomplishment, and the Lakers lose. They lose to Oklahoma City. So the Lakers, there's only two teams in the Western Conference that blow more than the L.A. Lakers. And they're in danger of not even qualifying for that ridiculous play-in tournament. But our lead coming from the Super Bowl. The chatter continuing around Super Bowl 57. The Eagles favored over the Chiefs to bring home the Lombardi. And Terry Bradshaw, who you will see on the Fox coverage this weekend, making headlines during Super Bowl week. What happened? Is Bradshaw coming back to play? Are the Steelers in the Super Bowl? No! The longtime pigskin opiner, he spoke to the media during the Fox media availability. What's that, you say? Well, that is an opportunity for the assembled, unwashed media to hang out with the big stars from the NFL on Fox and chat about random NFL issues. And Terry Bradshaw pulled no punches. In fact, what he said is making a number of people uncomfortable around the NFL, but one in particular. So if you didn't catch what Terry Bradshaw had to say, maybe you missed it. Bradshaw delivered a sermon of sermons about his soon-to-be former colleague, Sean Payton, who's left to go coach the Denver Broncos. He's still part of Fox for now. But Terry Bradshaw was just letting it rip. He was asked about the decision-making process. He was asked about the conversations that he had and the people at Fox had with Sean Payton about certain quarterbacks. And Terry Bradshaw did the thing that you don't normally do. He spoke the truth. Listen.
We're from Denver.
Yeah.
Your coworker.
I'm so mad at him.
Why? Come on. We all saw this coming. When did you know? When did you
know? Well, I knew maybe, perhaps. Sean knew. We hung with him.
Yes.
We drank beer. He drank my whiskey. And we would talk, and he would talk and talk and talk. And I'd say, well, you can't go to Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's the NFC South. You can't go to Houston. They don't have a quarterback down there, and you don't want to be in Houston.
Right, here we go. Here we go.
Where else could he have
here
gone?
We go.
Arizona.
Arizona, no, that quarterback. He don't want to work with that quarterback.
But he'd rather work with Russ?
I don't think so. But you know what? That's all he's got.
Yeah.
Well, he's got no choice. But I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
He'll get the most out of him.
All right. Why? Bravo, bravo, encore, encore, encore. All right, let's discuss the question. Do you buy or sell the Terry Bradshaw revelations about Sean Payton? We'll start with the Kyler Murray one where you heard him say right there when asked about Arizona, and he said that Payton did not want to work with the quarterback, Kyler Murray. So buy or sell? I absolutely buy this. How could you not buy it? I've got billiards, Clemens, and etiquette. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make some of Terry Bradshaw's whiskey. Forget win Terry Bradshaw's money. I want to win some of his whiskey. That's what I want. All right, now to kick off the festivities here, this was, on the Mahler scale of audio, 1 to 10, 32 on the Mahler scale of audio. We almost never get this. Terry Bradshaw, in that one-minute soundbite, validated our take, which is really all we care about, but he confirmed a lot of the scuttlebutt. And make no mistake, this was not Terry Bradshaw who was lying. He wasn't lying. He just was. He did the thing you're not supposed to do. He punched the solar plexus of Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. The trifecta. The trifecta from Bradshaw. It is an open secret in NFL circles. And I've been doing rants about this. I've done it a couple times because this is what I hear. And that the Arizona Cardinals job's toxic. And the reason they are struggling to hire a coach is because of Kyler Murray. The reason the Colts are having problems hiring a coach is because of Jim Irsay. But in Arizona, it's the quarterback. And if you pay any attention, any man, woman, or child that follows football knows this. You don't have to have Jay Glazer spoon feed you or Adam Schefter give you a shoulder rub and tell you, think of this like billiards. You coach the Cardinals, and you are sitting behind the eight ball. You're behind the eight ball. You're at a huge disadvantage. It's a pointless endeavor. Murray is hurt right now, but even when he plays, he is uncoachable. He has been coddled. He has been empowered by the contract. That is a no-win situation. Sean Payton knows it, and all these other coaches know it. Now, someone's going to take the job because there's only 32 jobs. It pays well, but that's not a great job. Furthermore, let's move over to Denver. How do you categorize Sean Payton taking the Bronco job in spite of Russell Wilson? Again, as you heard, we played the audio. Terry Bradshaw asked about Russell Wilson in Denver. What about Russell Wilson in Denver? And said, I don't think so. So this shows you that Sean Payton is not a dope, that he actually agreed with our take that that Bronco job, you want nothing to do with the quarterback. And you can bet the farm that Sean Payton, when he's asked about this, will downplay what Terry Bradshaw says. And here's the response. Ah, it's just being Terry. Just Terry. And he'll chuckle. He'll use the old Roger Clemens line. Bradshaw misremembered. We were all drinking whiskey and he misremembered. Yeah. And then he'll move on to the next question. You can take that to the bank. Speaking of the bank, that is how both Sean Payton and Russell, Mr. Unlimited Wilson, are going to deal with this relationship. Check your bank balance. Russell Wilson is under a 5-year contract for $161 million guaranteed. That is $48.5 million per year. Sean Payton is getting $18 million a year to coach the albatross of a quarterback, proving yet again that much like death and taxes being undefeated, every man having their price also unbeatable. Right? We all have a price. Every man and woman has a price. Whatever you say you won't do, you'll do. Right? It's just the way it is. Like, look at Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks. Mark Cuban, a Jewish man, brought in a guy who hates the Jews in Kyrie Irving because he wants to win a championship, and he thinks Kyrie racist can help him out. All right, anyway, a parting shot on this. So Terry Bradshaw is being bashed for these comments. People are upset. Why did you do that? He broke the fourth wall. He's not supposed to do it. The Pitchfork crowd wants to put Terry out the pasture. And so why are so many people slamming down a bona fide legend like Terry Bradshaw? And so I've determined it's a lack of etiquette. Like, Terry Bradshaw's a national football treasure. And I may or may not be biased because he did a radio show and I worked around him a little bit back in the day. But Bradshaw, unfiltered, this is the kind of content you want. We should be wanting this. We should not be saying this guy should be canceled or fired. He's too old. Loose-lipped Terry Bradshaw. Sign me up for that. Don't play the PC game. Terry Bradshaw was asked about Sean Payton, and he answered the question. He gave a sincere, heartfelt response about conversations that he had, enthusiastically sharing private details that were not for public consumption but were refreshing to hear. And you could totally see Sean Payton at the Fox lot drinking whiskey with Bradshaw. And like, I don't want to coach Kyler Murray. No, I don't want to deal with that egomaniac. Come on. Little Napoleon, you kidding me? And Russell Wilson? This guy's done. But you know what? They're going to pay me $18 million a year. I can buy my own Walmart if I want with that kind of money. Forget having Walmart owners. I'll buy my own store. Come on. And it's not all the other hard-o people are like, oh, this is not right. We're not talking about giving out the nuclear codes. It's just football, okay? Whoop-dee-damn-do. It's a peek behind the curtain. It is the Ben Maller Show. That's what this is. And if you would like to comment on anything we have just said or maybe we're going to say upcoming, you can join us right now at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And something is going to happen on Sunday that has not happened in 19 years. On Super Bowl Sunday, something is going to take place that has not taken place in a very, very long time. What is that all about? You ask, we will give you the answer. We'll take your calls at 877-99 on Fox. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Calling all Maller Militia foot soldiers. We need your helping hand to gain new recruits by posting and tagging Maller show-related content on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social networks. You are the special ingredient needed to influence others to join our mysterious nocturnal platoon known as the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
So times are a-changing. If you are in your early 20s, or you know somebody in your early 20s, the Super Bowl will look much different on Sunday. For the first time in almost 20 years, been 19 years, only three broadcasters have done the play-by-play on the Super Bowl. They are Joe Buck, Al Michaels, and Jim Nantz. That's it. For the past 19 years, one of those three dudes called the Super Bowl. But Sunday, Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen calling the Super Bowl, and it has been triple confirmed by Fox executives that Tom Brady will not make an appearance on the Super Bowl broadcast as he is contemplating the time-space continuum and has decided to not even do broadcasting until 2024. Is there a better chance that I get a TV show or Tom Brady ends up getting on TV? What's going to happen first? What do you think is more likely to happen? I think
Tom
Brady. It's kind of rude, Eddie, how quickly you said that, Eddie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted me to answer.
It's kind of a rude answer. Anyway.
You know it's true.
You never know. My good looks, you know, face for television, mm-hmm. Put a little makeup on, some fake hair.
A lot of makeup.
You know, be good. Could have that laser eye surgery, get rid of these glasses. Could happen. All right, let's go to the phones. And LeBron James, the all-time NBA scoring king, that happened last night. Hello, Andrea in Berkeley. What does this star chart say for LeBron James? Let's find out right now. Inquiring minds would like to know.
Yes, he was born. We really do have to do something about that music. December 30th, 1984 in Akron, Ohio. Actually, I have a birth time, 4:04 p.m. And he's a super ambitious Capricorn, very methodical, extremely goal-oriented. And, you know, he has Gemini rising. And what's interesting is Mars is in Gemini now. And Mars is energy, assertion, and aggression. And it's once every 2 years. So I think that supercharged him and his energy to get that, you know, to score the most points in history there. And it was just nice to see him celebrate with, you know, Kareem and the rest of the family. And, you know, he just kind of let loose a little bit, and that was nice to see.
Now, more importantly, have you been on a darkness retreat? Have you done that?
You know, I was doing some research on that, Ben, when you brought it up.
Yeah.
And there was an article in USA Today and a couple of other places. And here's the thing. I think I got to the bottom of this. I went to a sweat lodge. But that's not quite the same as a darkness retreat. That's like when it's dark and you kind of, you know, cleanse your soul in a little hut or teepee or yurt.
Yeah. But do you like this song? Does this work for you? Kind of a Latin flavor to it?
Yeah, I was thinking of Moon Dance. A couple of Malor Militia suggested Moon Dance. But check it out.
I just found one of the weirdest things I've ever found in a radio studio,
yeah.
And I don't know why this is here.
The Invisalign?
Yes! Yes!
What is it?
Yes! I don't know. I saw this container. I thought it was headphones, right? Because it's like a little container like you'd have headphones in. It's a round thing. And so I grabbed it, and I opened it up, and it's like, oh, man!
Take it home and use it!
No! It's disgusting, man.
It's expensive.
I'm sure it's expensive, but when I played high school football, you know, I had the mouth guard. It's a mouth guard. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Andrew. It was just disgusting.
No, that's okay.
Why would someone leave that here? Shouldn't you take that with you?
Maybe they forgot.
What kind of animal? No, no one's here. Everyone's in Arizona. They should have taken it with them. I'm the only one here. Come on.
Okay. Well, we're doing the best we can with what we got.
Exactly.
And speaking of which, I got to the bottom of the Aaron Rodgers soul searching.
Yeah.
And check it out. Dark Night of the Soul. And he's having his midlife crisis, December 2nd, 1983.
So it's all lined up right there.
Chico, California. So basically, long story short, when you start having your midlife crisis, you're doing a tremendous amount of soul searching. You revitalize, you renew your life path, who you are, what you've come here to do. And he's doing, you know, astrology and the darkness seminars, just trying to find himself in the soul searching and the dark night of the soul. So he's sort of on his Sagittarius free-spirited path and trying to be philosophical about things and trying different things.
All right, well, we'll see where that goes. I'm sure we'll have many more updates. And Andrea, thank you so much. Virgo
You're
in
welcome.
Service.
Thank
you can say hello
Ben.
To her. She'll
Take
say hello
care.
To you back. She's on Twitter. There she goes. Let's say hello to Poppy in San Diego. Hello, Poppy. Picking with Poppy. Hey, Poppy. Poppy.
This is Poppy.
Poppy. Yeah. Poppy. What? How come you – let me ask you a question. You would have been on 3 hours ago. Why did you not use your golden ticket? I don't understand. You know, they don't last forever. I don't get it.
Well, you're wrong, Ben. Actually, the golden tickets last for 1 month, and you got to be wise when you use the golden tickets. And I did not want to use it because I wanted to use it on the first hour to talk to Fred, and you didn't have him. And I was going to say, you guys did such a great show.
Oh.
You guys should have more of the bosses listening. Hey, boss. You guys should have special guests like every week.
It's an overnight show. I mean, it's hard to get anyone to come in here at that hour. Fred was kind of Fred Dreyer, who was on TV's Hunter, was in
Fred
here.
Dreyer, yes.
He lives right up the hill.
Never heard of him.
Where we do the show from, and he wanted to come in. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for many years, and so it was great. So it was wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, maybe you can tell Fred, you know, your friend that you know, ask for Poppy. You know, I already have my mentor, Coop de Loop, and ask about some acting advice that he can help me get into.
That's why you want advice on the acting. Okay.
You know, like pass the wine down. You know, like pass it down. You know.
I got you. Well, why don't you? You're in San Diego. There's not a lot of acting in San Diego. So why don't you go to L.A.? You could drive Uber around L.A. You could be an extra. And then when you're not on the set, you could do what you're doing in San Diego.
Actually, I was going to tell you about that. That's some good advice. I've done that. But, you know, I have my mentor, Coop DeLoop. And actually,
yeah, Coop will hook you up. When they make Liar Liar 2, man, you'll be on that. Is he going to play your neighbor, Coop? No? All right. Coop says he's not allowed to say. Let's go to...
If there's a Liar Liar 2, none of these listeners will ever hear from me again.
Ah! You losers. He won't even know. He will, when they interview him on the red carpet, what have you been doing the last 20 years? Oh, nothing. I've been meditating.
I've been in a coma.
All right, let's go to the doc. You got the doc locked and loaded. Doc Mike. Hello, Doc. Where you at, Doc?
Who is that?
Good
Shirley?
Morning. In Phoenix. Oh. And I'm putting a thing on my website, The Secrets of Tom Brady. We know why this guy is so healthy.
Why? Why? Announce it right now. Why is Tom Brady so healthy?
Juicing, and I'm sure he's drinking his urine.
Right. Tweet
I've been
that.
Drinking my urine for 20 years.
Tweet that out, Coop. No one else has that. I guarantee nobody else has that.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
ESPN's going to steal that from us right now. That'll be their lead on SportsCenter. Wow, that is amazing, Doc. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be on my website, too. Okay. Now, wouldn't you think that over the last how many years, he's been throwing footballs for 23 years, okay, that somebody would send a delegation to his team, a spy, like who's his former coach over there?
Belichick. Bill Belichick, yeah.
Belichick, right. Yeah. And don't you think that there's two coaches out there that would send a spy to wherever this guy goes?
Hey, I got a question. LeBron's still playing pretty well. He's getting old. What's the secret to LeBron?
Same thing. Juicing. I've got all the research on this.
I have heard rumors he juices, but it might be a different kind of juice.
Well, that's actually what Fred Dreyer told you off the air about how to stay young and healthy, right?
I don't know what you're saying. I mean, Fred gave some advice. I don't know that I can reveal that on the air, but Fred had some suggestions on what you could do.
Yeah. I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
I'm aware of that. I've heard. You want to take a call? Ask
that's
a doc.
That's exactly like the drop, but it wasn't.
It did. I thought it was a drop for a minute.
Ask the doc.
All right, let's do Ask a Doc. Let's do a random line.
He is not a doc.
No, he's definitely not a doc. Yeah, but
I'm a doctor of preventive medicine.
That's right. Really... There you go. Not a medical doctor. Let's go to Blind Scott on line one for Ask a Doc. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Dr. Mike. My family doesn't speak to me anymore. Could you be my new grandfather or father?
That's a good idea.
I'd be happy to. Just give me a call. They've got my phone number at the office.
All right.
I got some breaking news. So Marty Walsh, he's head of labor for Joe Biden. He's going to be head of the NHL Players Union. This guy is littered with scandals.
He's a big
Bruins fan.
Forget about him. Go back to them, Ben.
You think he does that too? He's a whitey bulger. You think he thinks that stuff? Is that why he sounds so funny, too?
Blind Scott, this guy's blowing you off, Blind Scott. He wants nothing to do with you, this guy.
Hey, Doc, why do you want nothing to do with me? I thought you were going to help me out, bro.
I thought you could be his grandpa.
I'm not your brother. I'm not in prison, you know? I'm a stand-up guy, and I like Doc. You know, I've known you forever, Doc, too. Come on, we go way back on the show. You know, we might be mortal enemies, but we can become friends.
A few years ago, we had that.
Doc, no, this ain't cool, Doc. You can't just turn down a patient like that. You have doctor's privilege.
Get another call, Ben.
All right. See you, Scott.
All right, hold on.
Grandpa just took care of you.
All right.
Go to the kids' table.
All right, everyone wants to say hello to Doc Mike. This will go well, Eddie. What could possibly go wrong, right? Nothing at all could go wrong.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie saying that quarterback Jalen Hurts has nothing left to prove to the team, and he's going to be their long-term quarterback and get a contract extension this offseason.
Eddie, not to touch up your work, Eddie, but I did a monologue about that last night on the show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not everybody listened to that.
You were not listening, clearly.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows?
I think you've just self-incriminated yourself, Eddie. You were not tuned in. Did you not enjoy the monologue? You want me to redo it? I can touch it up if you want.
You don't need to redo it.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'll go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, download the podcast. All right. Wow. All right, we will press on here. It is the Ben Maller Show, and Super Week on Fox Sports Radio is presented by Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit choq.com to kick off your subscription today. That's choq.com. Subscribe today. We mentioned that Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes both nursing injuries. Jalen Hurts, the shoulder. Patrick Mahomes, the ankle. Both of them said they are good to go. Nothing to worry about. But that has not stopped some NFL pundits from suggesting that Jalen Hurts has a messed up shoulder, and this will impact his performance in the Super Bowl. If you look at the throwing numbers for Jalen Hurts the last couple of games he's played in, with the shoulder, the bum shoulder, everything's been within a few yards of the line of scrimmage. He has not really attempted any downfield throws, and so the argument is that means that the Chiefs will have a competitive advantage because defensively everything will be right at the line of scrimmage, which should give you an easier time of stopping the opponent. Let's go back to the phones. Are you there, Doc?
Hello?
Oh, that's not, oh, wait, that's not Doc. Wait a minute. Oh, my God, that's Cowboy John Brad. What has happened? Doc Mike turned into Cowboy John Brad. A miracle.
Yeah, I know. And all hail the NBA's new career scoring king, LeBron James. And, of course, Bubba Wallace will be NASCAR's first black champion this season. 67 years ago today, the incomparable
racist
Connie Mack, who managed the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1894 to 1896, and much more famously managed and owned the Philadelphia A's from 1901 to 1950, died at age 93. Mr. Mack, as everybody called him, was born December 22nd, 1862, 10 days before President Abraham Lincoln
Who?
Issued the Emancipation Proclamation. 33 years ago today, both singer Del Shannon, his first American singer to cover a Beatles hit, From Me to You, in 63, and Cassius Clay Sr., the father of the greatest, died. Shannon committed suicide. Mr. Clay Sr. died in a hardware store in his Louisville, Kentucky hometown. Shannon was 56. Mr. Clay was 77.
Never heard
and
of him.
Anyway, yesterday, 30 years ago yesterday, my buddy Gord Gilmore died of a heart attack. He was
85. Never heard of him.
Viola Desmond, who is the only
Canadian woman
on a folding money, our $10 bill, died February 7th, 1965, at age 50. And anyway, I'll speak to you people tomorrow morning. Remember, you got to be a boy to be a cowboy. Bye.
There he goes. Let's say hello to Michael, who's
hello,
in
hello, Bill Miller.
Southern California. That's not very nice. Michael in Southern California. Hello, Michael. Welcome.
Ben, we got to get together. You're going to take Michael Cooper. We're going to play half court. We're going to play for $5 million, and I'm taking LeBron. Is that how you want the? Is that how you want that game to be? For $5 million, you got Michael, I got LeBron.
Yeah, because LeBron will get a cramp because I'll turn off the air conditioner, and then LeBron won't be able to finish the game, and I'll win. Boom, done.
Nah, turn it up. Turn it up.
Yeah, we've already seen that act play out in San Antonio.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Thank you. Well, that guy's like the king of bad takes. He's the Baker Mayfield guy. All-time bad take guy. Marcel is in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel. Quickly, Marcel. Hello.
Good morning. Each new day offers the chance to start afresh to achieve those things you most desire from Steven Redhead. That's his name. It's a new dawn and definitely a new day, gentlemen. So, Malo Militia. Let's get into it. And now, better than ever,
yeah.
Robin Vegas, the man who knows Las Vegas sports and all that no good stuff, he joins us now. Find him on TikTok, folks. Rob, good morning to you. Happy hump day. What is your fruit pick from last night?
Tuna.
Not a mixed match.
Oh, Rob, that's a bad job by you, Rob.
Yeah.
That's a shame
that's
on
right.
you.
All right, straight to the boys.
All right, to the boys.
For what's coming up on the show?
That's
Let's play
right.
with you, Ben.
I think you had burgers.
Oh, not a mixed match.
No,
okay,
I do
though.
Not win.
That's
I'm
okay,
a loser.
Though.
We might have to cancel this bit. I did not win. Go ahead, Eddie.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, Eddie's not playing.
Pizza.
Pizza from Eddie. All
what's
right, thank you.
What's the mixed match it is, Eddie?
Oh, I'm changing my answer to pizza.
Yes. You are
Yeah,
too
now I'm Woo-hoo. A winner. Roberto.
No.
Roberto, let's go.
Hurry up.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Hey.
Everybody, pizza.
Yummy.
It's a
Yummy.
Pizza pie.
Yummy.
Unbelievable.
Cupola. Yummy.
I think you had a barbecue beef sandwich with mac and cheese and baked beans.
Oh, boo.
Come on.
Boo.
The chicken parmesan. Not the mixed match either. What? All right, you have yourself a great password. The word game of the stars is just ahead. My tease for that, but first.
I won pizza.
We got a golden ticket on us too.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to play with Ben and the others, all you have to do is call. It's easy. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
That's
Don't
right.
go anywhere. It is definitely 42 past the hour. Password is next as the Ben Maller Show comes right back right after these messages. Stay right there.
All right. Thank you.
Back to back, baby. 2020, 2021, 2 years.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You're invited to join our secret society online. You get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. Password, word game of the stars. Every single week at about this time, let's welcome in our contestants. Returning to the game shows yet again after a long suspension would be Justin in Cincinnati, who did not show up yesterday when that Mensa game show guy from Arizona was playing, but he was not here. Hello, Justin.
I don't have time for that little weirdo. Matt or Mark or Mike, whatever his name is.
You're afraid of that guy is what it is. You're afraid of him.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
You are. You're scared of that dude. I know. Matt in Phoenix. You're afraid of Matt. I got you. All right. Hold on a sec, Justin. And we have, let's see, pick door number one or door number two, Eddie?
Number one.
All right. You have picked
number one.
Aaron in Indiana. Hello, Aaron.
What's up, Ben?
Welcome in, Aaron. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. Aaron is ready to go, and he's going to take on Justin in Cincinnati. Justin, who do you want to partner up with, Justin?
Well, since he's going away for 2 months, Eddie.
Wow. Well, he got you in trouble for 6 months. Hold on. And Aaron, who do you want to partner up with, Aaron?
I'll take you, Big Ben.
Good job. We're going to win this. Taking
yes,
down
sir.
Garcia and Justin. And we have a list of words. You can see that. You're cheating. Do not cheat. Justin, pick a number 1 to 10, please. 1 to 10.
In honor of every Andrea call, number 2.
Wow. All right, Eddie, we start out with 10 points. Number 2.
Let's see. I think I'm using this word correctly. Oh boy, this is probably. Oh, you know what? I have faith in you, Justin. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Come on! We don't have all day here.
Let's say interned,
buried.
Yes.
All right.
How about that?
Where was buried? But
I remember something from the home.
I was going to say, I'm pretty impressed, but I guess that makes sense.
Aaron, pick a number 1 to 10, but not 2, please.
Number 10.
Number 10. All right, let's go with, let's see here, a couple of ways I can go. How about, is it 2 words or, I'm trying to think here. Here. It's very important. I'm not stalling, you jackass.
Go ahead and stall. We're winning. Take your time.
I'm trying to come up with
about 4 more minutes.
How about, I can't use the word I want to use. How about just whistle?
Whistle?
Yeah.
That you said?
No. I'll take that back.
No,
I'll
you take can't take it back.
Well, no, on second thought, I thought of something
you
better.
You can't take it back.
I want to take that back.
No, you can't take it back.
Why can't I take it back?
Because you've already said the word.
You're taking it back. I was kidding with that word. That was not the word I wanted to say. That was not the word.
Well, too bad.
How about instructor? Instructor.
You don't get to take two clues.
It's in the bylaw.
You just gave two clues.
That's a clue for Justin and Cincinnati.
No, I did not give 2 clues.
Yes, you
I gave
did.
One.
You I literally back, gave 2 clues.
I took back the
back.
Whistle.
You can't take it back.
I just took it back.
You can't take it back. This
is the most blatant form of cheating you've ever done.
This is not cheating. I took the clue back. I took it back.
Do that.
Aaron, you didn't hear it, right, Aaron?
No, you were disqualified. Justin and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati wins the game.
No, no, the game is
right. Over.
The game is forfeited.
And he accuses us of cheating. He accused it is forfeited. You forfeited the game.
The game is not forfeited.
You forfeited the game.
You gave the game up because you made a big
mistake.
I took the clue back.
You can't take the clue back.
Eddie, you've done that, Eddie. You've done that.
I have never done that. Never once have I done that.
You have done that dozens of times over the years.
Such a liar.
Gaslight Garcia.
Justin in Cincinnati is a winner and gets a golden ticket. Winner, 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 winner.
I win because Eddie cheated again.
Got a murder, gotta go.
Ben takes the easiest word on the list.
Cheater, 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 Garcia.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.